Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as a broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. The mail haulers hauling the bulk mail out there, that would be Felix and his crew, as well as John the mail hauler, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go, as well as our Amazon warehouse people. Thanks for tuning in. And our Amazon drivers out there, thanks a lot for you guys tuning in. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. Captain's America is how you find us over there, Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. There's a live stream being played over there right now. If you can't get us anywhere else, go over there and listen to the stream. It's just like listening to the radio show on the radio when you're listening through your computer to the stream, going to the satellite. All right, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
It's time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yes, sir.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United,
States
of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice
for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, let me take a look here. All right, we've got a phone call. I'm going to take the call right away. Okay, Magic Mike over there in Clearwater, what's your question?
Hi, Captain. Hi, Miss Denise. Always a pleasure to talk to you. You know, Denise, when you look back in history, so when World War II came, we were able to win because we converted all of our manufacturing capacity. Instead of making refrigerators and stuff like that, they made tanks and planes. That got us out of that pickle. Then, when Kennedy came along and they put the missiles down in Cuba, we came this close to having nuclear war. But both Kennedy and Nikita Khrushchev, I believe at the time, finally decided, hey, you know what? It's not worth it. Let's be reasonable people. So that got us out of that pickle. Now, with these incompetents in the White House, if the proverbial doo-doo were to hit the fan, we don't have the ability to manufacture tanks and planes, and we don't have competent, level-headed people in the White House that can step away and take a breather. So I think we're in a very dangerous time, Denise. We've got all of these things swirling, China, Ukraine, Taiwan. So what is your assessment? I think we're in some very dangerous times, and I think one miscalculation on either side could end up having horrible consequences. Thank you so much.
Okay, Denise, Go ahead.
When it comes to the Cuban Missile Crisis, very few know this, but Kennedy ended up capitulating, and that is that he agreed to remove our nuclear weapons from Turkey.
Yep.
And that was what changed that whole dynamic. That piece should not go unforgotten. However, with that, it did stop that whole crisis for sure. As of today, yes, but we're really in a cyber electronic and information war at this point. I think that one of our biggest problems is our Defense Secretary Austin. He thinks that everything is okay, but the rest of the people at the Pentagon don't think so.
Nope.
And that was very evident with this national security confab that they just had at the Reagan Library over the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
This Secretary Austin just doesn't get it. But one piece that's very, I think, that's probably the most undebated, undiscussed, is our abilities in space. And I believe that they will lean heavier on the abilities that we have in space than we probably are aware of. And we have to give some real appreciation to the fact that we now have a space force. There's some very remarkable things that are happening in space.
Yep.
So, it is bleak. It's very bleak, and I don't think that the powers in the Biden administration have the guts or the will to be offensive to stop some of these things. In fact, I know they don't. And therein lies what the real problem is. If they had been offensive and pretty savvy and resourceful, then the matter of Russia and Ukraine never would have gone on this long. For the Biden people and Biden himself to say that they were very surprised about this invasion is a flat-out lie. They knew clearly about the invasion was going to happen almost a year before it did happen, and this administration did nothing. Why? Because they're compromised. They were spending their time on getting out of Afghanistan, which was into itself now proving to be a bigger debacle than we thought.
Yep. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. If you have any questions, 877-969-8600. We'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, Kyle, I will do just that. Before I get back to Denise, I need to let you know that this part of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO. GEICO, of course, is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for over 85 years. Currently, they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers and growing. Now, if you've got a car, if you've got a truck, maybe you got a motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, you can bundle all those together and save money. But you want to talk about saving money? Here you go. This is the supreme bundle. Call it what you want. Your house, your homeowner's policy, your renter's insurance if you rent, or your condo if you have a condo. Add that into the mix and you will find out you'll save a ton of money. That's what it's all about, bundling your policy together. So go over to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and check with one of their people and see what it is they can do to help you. If you want to talk to a local agent, they'll give you that information too. You'll be able to do just that, sit down with your local agent, or you can handle it all on the web at GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon and more with Denise Simon, and thank you very much. Hope you're having a good day, kiddo.
It's still early.
Yeah, you're right, it's still early. You know, I want to say one more thing about Comer here, and I want the people in Georgia to pay close attention to me. Now, the congressman who will be in charge of the committee that probably will be doing the investigation on the Biden family is talking, and yesterday he talked a lot to Maria Bartiromo over at Fox. And Joe Biden, and this is his quote, Joe Biden met with every single person he said he never met. Then he goes on to say, we have the emails to prove it. Joe Biden was actively involved. What the Biden family was doing was selling access to Joe Biden. There is an active investigation of Joe Biden,
And because we believe the family's influence peddling is a national security risk, we are going to pursue it.
Well, they already have the emails because the emails are sitting in the Biden laptop. And then Comer and Senator Ron Johnson and Senator Grassley all have a copy of the hard drive as well. So the fact that Comer saying is going to be investigated, it's already being investigated. But once Comer takes over the oversight committee, then they then have subpoena power. But this is really quite remarkable that it has taken so long, because let's remember the FBI has had this laptop forever and they've done nothing, virtually nothing. And so I would argue that Christopher Wray's got to go, and I think he needs to go now. There are some in on the Hill when he testifies before whatever committees, they've asked for his resignation. But for this cat to allow this to, you know, go on is really outrageous. But the big question here is that I need an answer for is that what Hunter Biden was doing, he was the front guy.
Yep.
I mean, he was doing things, as I see it, at his father's behest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question becomes, who opened the doors for Hunter Biden? Hunter Biden didn't concoct all these names and create all these entities. Those came from, I mean, Hunter Biden wouldn't know some of these leaders in Ukraine and China and Russia and Uzbekistan or wherever else they were, Peru and so forth. So there's a piece missing here that I really want to get to the bottom of. You know, who provided this list and opened these doors for Hunter to walk through them? And I don't think it was Joe necessarily either. I think Joe was collaborating with some other people out of the State Department, and at the time, I think we need to necessarily look at those like John Kerry. And we don't talk about Harry Reid anymore because he's dead.
Right.
But nonetheless, he was part of this mix, too. So there's more to necessarily be uncovered, and I think that is part of the subpoena power that Comer's going to need when he takes over the Oversight Committee.
Who was our trade representative at that time?
No idea. I mean, U.S. trade representative?
Yeah, I was thinking it was the woman that at one time was at the U.N., wasn't it her?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, I'd have to do a little bit of research on that. But I'm just coming up with some reason I'm thinking that she at that time was at the trade representative, because if it wasn't the State Department per se that would have been giving him all that information.
Well, the State Department, through its ambassador network across the globe, virtually knows everything that is happening. They know about every trip that any person from the United States, whether it's in government or whether it's in corporations, that they make to a foreign country, period, because you have to have a visa. And so the State Department virtually knows every movement of, you know, the president of every corporation or any other what they call legal attachés, or including those from the FBI and agents that have to go to a foreign country. So I think that the pivot point here is really the State Department, which I think is probably more corrupt than anything that we ever seem to have a discussion about. And it began with Hillary when she was Secretary of State. So what we're beginning to find out here, you think you know a lot about the corruption that goes on in Washington, D.C. I think what we learn is like the deck chair off the Titanic, and I use that on purpose because right. The Titanic is going down, and we don't even get music. But I would say this, what we're finding out with Biden Incorporated, the Biden Crime Family Incorporated,
yep.
And then with what Matt Taibbi and Barry Weiss are working to expose on Twitter, we're finding out here that we aren't any better than the corruption of any other third world country. What is particularly interesting is that Elon Musk, speaking of foreign, is we already know that Bolsonaro of Brazil had two visits to not contest his presidential election results,
right,
where they showed that he lost. One was by our director of the CIA, and the other was Tony Blinken, Secretary of State. Don't contest this. And today, the people of Brazil are still, in fact, protesting because they do want Bolsonaro.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's particularly interesting here is that Elon Musk comes out and he drops the clue that additionally, the powers that be within our own government were using Twitter to influence and infect the presidential race in Brazil.
Wow.
Well, I mean, you know, let's not forget Obama did it trying to stop Netanyahu. Remember that one?
I do.
Remember those elections? Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you put all these incidents on a piece of paper and spread these pieces of paper out on a tabletop, you're going to need one, a big table. But if you put them all together, it's going to tell a whole nother story here that it's going to take somebody with some real strategic thinking to you know, compile it all. We're being so manipulated out here. And for the Bidens, for their Christmas decorations in this White House, with the theme of we the people is offensive.
Right.
Because Biden is clearly only representing one half of this country or whatever half of this country. And the stuff that this White House is doing doesn't include we the people at all. So, they talk about Ukraine being corrupt or, we are on par with them, if not worse.
Now, the Supreme Court is weighing the most important case on democracy coming up. There's two of them that I can think of. Which one are they talking about?
I don't know. I do know that there's a very big one, that they're the case that they heard on immigration.
Yep. And there's one on religious liberty, too.
Yeah. And, you know, sadly, they can come out with these decisions here pretty quickly, but For some of these decisions that are so, so important that we have to wait until the end of the term, which puts us into June, is really kind of outrageous. There's some things here that really can't wait. We're in a crisis mode in several things, and the southern border certainly is one of them. But when it comes to religious rights, you know, there are people that are suffering. They need to come out with these decisions fast.
All righty, we will talk tonight. We didn't get a chance to talk about one thing, but we're going to get into tonight when we come back, just to tease it. We're going to get into talking about President Trump, and he's starting to get very boisterous on the Internet. We're going to tell you all about that. You have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And President Trump definitely came out over the weekend and opened up the door to some more things. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. When COVID-19 struck, the U.S. government gave hospitals tens of billions of dollars to help them cope with the strains of the pandemic. Many of the hospitals didn't need it. The aid enriched some well-off systems while failing to meet the needs of many that were struggling. This is according to a Wall Street Journal analysis of federal financial disclosure reports. Local authorities across China are paring back some of their strictest COVID-19 control measures just days after public anger spilled over into rare protests against a zero-tolerance approach that has kept the country largely isolated for 3 years. CVS is testing a system that allows pharmacists to process prescriptions in part remotely, a move it said could improve store working conditions and the experience for customers as the company grapples with a shortage of pharmacists. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You bet it is, and this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, our military and veterans news segment, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they are here in a minute. Don't go anywhere. And oh, by the way, coming right up. Your military and veterans news report. Here we go.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit NAA.com.
Now, the National Aviation Academy brings you the Military and Veterans News Report every day at this time. It is sponsored by them. Their website, of course, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu. Their phone number, 800-659-2080. That's important that you have that because of what I'm going to tell you next. Phone number again, 800-659-2080. They have two campuses. They have one in Clearwater, Florida, right here where I'm at. I'm over here in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. And they have another one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Now, you should call them up and ask to take the tour. Call them up and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities or even both. And if I was considering becoming an aviation maintenance tech, at one of the best schools in the country to learn it at, I would definitely be going to both campuses. Why? Because you'll get a chance to talk to the students there. You'll get a chance to talk to the instructors there. And you'll get a chance to talk to the financial people there. Because if you're a veteran, they'll explain to you about your GI Bill. If you haven't already had it explained to you, they'll let you know how much money you have left on your bill. If you've already used it somewhere for education, they'll let you know what you got left. And if you have to, they'll turn around and they will allow you the opportunity to get with them to find out what you can do in terms of their training that they offer. Now, all that being said, I want you to make sure that you at least go check them out on the web at naa.edu, naa.edu. All right, well, very quickly, I'm going to go to the telephone line here and see what's going on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Captain. This is Judy in Sarasota.
Judy.
How are you?
Busy. What's up?
Yeah, I know you're busy. Okay, I'd just like to mention quickly, I was glad to hear what Denise said about the Christmas decorations at the White House, because about a week ago, I heard that they were going to have the We the People, and they were going to feature the Constitution, the Declaration, and Independence Hall. And I felt so insulted by that, and I thought, gee, am I the only one? I was kind of glad. I was going to call you in back then and mention it, but I was really glad to hear Denise say that she felt it was insulting, too, because it's the very thing that it seems as though they're trying to destroy, they're displaying, to look like, you know, what not they are really, if you know what I mean.
Well, you heard what I said about Joe Biden and all the stuff that he was saying wasn't true. We actually know now is because of emails and letters that have come across the Internet that we're now seeing live and in living color. They can no longer deny this. This happened. They controlled an election because of it, and it's all there for the people to see. All they got to do is go look.
Yes, sir. That's
all right.
True.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Captain. Good night now.
Yep. Okay. That's Judy down in Sarasota. Now, folks, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but our military had a little bit of a problem last week or the week before, somewhere in there. We had nine sailors get injured on the Abraham Lincoln. I believe it was the Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, a fire aboard the aircraft injured nine of our sailors. And we're just now starting to find out about some of it. We didn't hear about all of it, but we're starting to find out about some of it. The nine sailors suffered what the Navy termed minor injuries last week when a fire broke out aboard the aircraft carrier. That's all I know about it. I haven't gotten anything else, but that's enough to know about at the moment. Now, the Senate also confirmed the Pentagon watchdog after a vacancy of 7 years. We used to have a watchdog that watched the Pentagon. Why? Because of all the money they were spending in addition to what they were getting. Now, the Senate on Wednesday of last week confirmed Robert Storch to serve as the Defense Department Inspector General in a 92-3 vote, making him the first Senate-confirmed official to assume the role since John Raymer left the post in January of 2016. We'll see how that works out. By the way, we lost a hero from the Greatest Generation. Hiroshi Miyamura, a former Army corporal who was awarded the U.S. Medal of Honor for his actions during the Korean War, has died at the age of 97. Godspeed, Mr. Miyamura. Now, the Air Force announced it's tapped more than 500 airmen for promotion to Chief Master Sergeant. The service's highest enlisted rank, one in five eligible airmen were actually promoted to that position. And, wait till you hear this one, you Marines out there, you may not know this, but you're going to find out about it now. The very first female Marine Expeditionary Force Sergeant Major is now on her way. A female Marine will serve as the top enlisted advisor to a three-star general with a Marine Expeditionary Force. Kudos to her. Kudos to her. Now, the Ukraine has continued to press NATO on membership. the alliance will give them certain guarantees, but so far that's not happening. Oh, by the way, a letter bomb was delivered to the Ukrainian embassy in Madrid, Spain. It exploded, slightly injuring an employee. And as a result, Ukraine ordered the embassies around the world to strengthen their security after the attack. We'll see how that works out. In addition, the Allies are trying to find ways to help the Ukraine protect their grid from Russian airstrikes. Now, by their grid, we're talking about their power grid. Because Russia's trying very hard to put all of Ukraine in the dark. They may succeed in it. They may not. We don't know. But we do know this. It's not going to stop them, what we're doing. But something needs to wake Russia up, and fast, while we can still do some waking up. Now, did you know the Pentagon's lead intelligence agency has a human resources problem? There are too few human resource staffers for the intelligence, military intelligence agency, trying to bring in new people. There's a backlog of applications. They can't get to them fast enough. There's an effort underway, by the way, too, in the Pentagon, to remove language from Defense Department policies, regulations, and instruction that stigmatizes mental health conditions and discourages service members from seeking help. They're trying to make it easier for the military men and women to get some help if they need it. And maybe that's a good thing. We'll see. By the way, some more information that came out of the back door here on the Oath Keepers founder, Stuart Rhodes, who was convicted last week of seditious conspiracy for a violent plot to overturn President Joe Biden's election. It handed the Justice Department a major victory in their massive prosecution case of the January 6, 2021 insurrection. They're hoping it'll open the door to more. It might not. I don't know. But they're trying to get all this rammed through as fast as they can before the Republicans take control, because the Republicans have said they're going to take this committee in a different direction, if not disband it altogether. We'll see. And believe it or not, somebody finally agrees with me. TikTok poses a legitimate national security concern. How about that? About damn time they woke up. All right, I'll be right back with more. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, before I get over there to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, I want to remind you that this segment is brought to you by our friends at Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, Moss Acura has been around for a while. They're located here on North Florida Avenue, directly next to the Moss Nissan dealership in Tampa. Now, they get customers from all around the country, and there's no reason why they shouldn't because of what they do. I'll tell you that in a second. They also get customers from out in the upper Midwest and out to the west, as far out as Phoenix, Arizona, and all points in between. I've never seen anything quite like it, but I think I've figured it out. You see, that's because your Moss Acura, this new or certified pre-owned, comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And they also honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program, which means all active military, all veterans, and all first responders, whether you're EMS, a firefighter, or police, sheriff, or state trooper, are going to get a great opportunity on a vehicle, and your church pastors, too, are going to get a great opportunity on a new or certified pre-owned vehicle. All you got to do is go to their website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Remember, they're on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Stop on by, see what they have to offer, and don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Now, while you were sleeping over the weekend, a lot of people are waking up to this, some 40,000, maybe more, customers of Duke Power are without power, and they will be for a little while, because somebody using what appears to be military-grade ammunition shot up a power substation and knocked it offline. And I mean, they hit this substation many, many, many times with what looked to be like armor-piercing bullets.
Yeah, I was in North Carolina this past weekend. So, you know, the story was, you know, obviously very, you know, prevalent there in the news. And, yeah, I didn't know about the military-grade ammunition, but I
just found out about that today.
Yeah, I you know, very, you know, aware of some sort of, you know, act of, I don't know, vandalism, but I don't know what it is. Why I had to go shoot up one of those things unless they're just, you know, trying to, you know, had nothing else better to do with their time. I don't know about an act of terror, but, you know, at the time there was about 40,000 people that were without power. I don't know if it's the same.
39,000 and change now.
Yeah.
And it'll be that way for a while because this isn't something that you can just repair. They have to bring in the brand new parts to put there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they damage the transformers.
Yeah, I'm sure that, you know, substation stuff and supply chain issues are going to make it a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, they had bullets that actually went into these things and knocked them out that way. And you don't do that with a .22 caliber or even a 7.62 standard round. It takes a certain round to be able to do that.
Yeah, infrastructure, you know, vandalism damage is something that, you know, we need to be paying very close attention to. And, you know, I would think that around items like this, they're, you know, you're going to put cameras anywhere. I think that these would be the spots.
Well, we're not hearing if they had them there or not, but I think there's a reason for it, because if they did, they don't want the bad guys to know that they saw them.
Yeah. Well, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Unless they knocked them out to begin with, knowing where they were. We don't know, but this is definitely an act of terrorism. There's no way around it.
Well, yeah. You definitely think it's terrorism?
I do.
Well, what's the end game there?
Well, somebody that doesn't like us, somebody that wants us to suffer, could be somebody with a Ukrainian background that wants us to feel the way they do. Could be something radical like that. But this was done intentionally, and it was done with malice. It was not just done because somebody felt like shooting at something.
Okay. Yeah, I you know, could be right there. I mean, again, you know, what kind of terror? What, you know, like I said, terror can take on, I guess, many forms, and it has many different definitions. Again, I'm always trying to think. I said, what's your end game? Is here besides disrupting lives over the short term? But they most certainly did that.
Now, the FBI director has raised the national security concern over TikTok. You and I have been talking about TikTok for years, and the threat that was there. You think people are finally waking up to that threat?
Well, I hope so. I mean, but again, still, you know, the kids love it. That's for sure. Very popular with the kids. And, you know, I think it's, you know, like a lot of these algorithms that are in these social media things are just, they're tracking behavior. Pretty much, in what people are going to do and how they're going to react to things and what's going to, you know, push them in different directions. I think China's going to, you know, would probably use this in the form of, influencing elections to some degree. I think that's down the road. Obviously, you know, kids are very, you know, malleable, with what to do. And I think that that's probably the route that they're going to use for this. But yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's just one big, information gathering thing, service, like all social media. That's what they're there for. That's what they're designed to, is just to gather as much information about you and then push, you know, advertisements or push you in a certain direction.
You want to save money on gas, right?
Well, everybody does.
Well, there's a new way to do it, apparently. Lauren Fix, who's known as the car coach, has come out and said that with synthetic fuel, we can replace gasoline and lower the price of the fuel that goes in our vehicles.
How are you going to go about doing this?
Synthetic fuel.
Synthetic fuel. I mean,
that's like burning 3-in-1 oil in your car.
Okay. Listen, I'm not. Yeah, you know, I like cars, but I'm not that much of a car buyer to actually understand how that would go about working, what the cost would be. And again, you know, you're dealing with the environment environmentalists out there, you know, what it would take to get something like this done. We're always trying to come up with some sort of alternative. I mean, you know, the some of the blends and things that we do with ethanol and whatnot that, again, I'm not a big fan of. You know, I think that, you know, we waste way too much farmland, quite frankly, on, you know, growing corn to put that into cars. You know, I don't know. I mean, is it really worthwhile when we have all of this, you know, fossil fuels readily available? I don't know. Does it make sense? Who knows?
Well, do you plan on going to Los Angeles anytime soon?
No, I know. They're paying like $5 a gallon over there.
Well,
no.
It gets worse. Wait till you hear this one. The Los Angeles City Council voted unanimously to immediately ban a brand new oil well that they had authorized just a few weeks before and phasing out all of the existing oil wells within the city limits of Los Angeles. In other words, no more oil for the refineries that are located just outside the city of Los Angeles. That's going to create a huge problem.
Oh, I'm aware of that story about the oil drilling, but I don't live in Los Angeles.
You know what that's going to do to gasoline? It's going to go out of sight.
Well, maybe there, but
there is right.
You know, I could care less. I mean, that's what people voted for. You know, that's what you want. You know, then you know, deal with it. I mean, you vote for these people, and you know, you vote for these policies, and you know, you get what you vote for. I mean, that's the, you know, how our system is supposed to work.
Now, we've got a friend in low places, and that would be Elon Musk, and I use that just kind of, a little bit humor in there. Elon Musk is now vowing that there'll be more Twitter revelations to come this week, and he's pretty much putting them out different ones every day of the week, isn't he?
The information is free-flowing, that's for sure, and you got to kind of stay on top of everything that's coming out. He did promise. He says he's got a lot more that's going to be coming out over the near term. And, you know, it's got a lot of the media in an absolute tizzy right now.
Well, we now know that a lot of what was said by not only Donald Trump, but by some of us, myself and yourself included, back in the day, a few years ago, was absolutely spot on correct. We had the right sources then. We got the right sources now.
Well, I mean, it wasn't difficult, to see what was going on with these social media. I mean, starting from the whole, you know, starting to censor people about conversations about COVID, which was as plain as day that this was, you know, a lab leak type of a situation. And no, if you can't have that, you're getting taken down. I mean, you can't get into that. That whole censorship bit is rough. And Twitter did a number at that last election.
All right, my friend, I will talk to you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website, Watchdog on Wall Street. Go over there and check it out. Find out what he's all about. And we'll be right back with Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com. That's undergroundusa.com. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.